天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们平安，欢迎大家继续收听今天的天路导向节目，我是主持人小华。我们现在正在学习的课题是 Christmas， 圣诞节。在上期节目中，麦克牧师讲到了我们人的罪性，那今天他又会给我们带来哪些有关圣诞节的讯息呢？那就让我们预备心，一起打开圣经，进入今天的节目吧。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的朋友，你好。
It is a joy for us to know that you have tuned in to listen to this program.
我们很高兴你收听这个节目。
As we celebrate this very special season of Christmas.
当我们庆祝圣诞节这个特别的日子时候。
And we began to describe to you what the real meaning of Christmas is all about.
我们开始为你讲解圣诞节的真正意义。
And we will continue to do so today.
今天我们会继续这么做。
I want to begin by telling you a long story.
让我先讲一个相当长的故事给你听。
Please listen very carefully and concentrate on this story.
请你仔细地听这一个故事。
It is a true story.
这是一个真实的故事。
Years ago, there was a very wealthy man who had an only son.
很多年前，有一个富翁，他只有一个儿子。
Both father and son had a passion for art collecting.
父子两人都热爱搜集艺术名画。
Together they traveled around the world.
他们一起环游世界。
Constantly adding only the finest of art treasures to their art collection.
一直以来，他们只搜集最优秀的艺术作品。
Paintings by the great masters adorned the walls of the family estate.
大师的名画挂满了他们家宅的墙壁。
The widowed older man looked with satisfaction as his son became an expert art collector.
老先生是个官夫，看到儿子成为专业的艺术收藏家，老怀大慰。
The son's trained eye and sharp business mind caused his father to beam with pride.
父亲对儿子独到的眼光和敏锐的商业头脑引以为荣。
They dealt with art collectors from around the world.
他们在世界各地搜罗名画。
The winter approached and war engulfed their nation.
隆冬将至，而战争也蔓延到他们的国家。
And the young man left to serve his country.
这年轻人要入伍从军，报效国家。
After only a few short weeks, his father received a telegram.
短短几个星期后，他的父亲收到一封电报。
His beloved son was missing in action.
他所深爱的儿子在战场上失踪了。
The father waited anxiously for more news.
那父亲焦虑地等待进一步的消息。
He had a nagging feeling that he might never see his son again.
他有一个不祥的预感，他可能永远见不到他儿子了。
Within days, his fears were confirmed.
几天以后，他所恐惧的成了事实。
The young man had died while rescuing a fellow soldier.
年轻人在拯救一个同袍时死去。
Distraught and lonely, the old man viewed the upcoming Christmas holidays with anguish and sadness.
老先生感到悲痛莫名，又很孤单。圣诞节即将来临，更使他觉得非常痛苦忧伤。
The joy of the season that he and his son had looked forward to,
节日的欢乐是他和儿子一直期待的
would visit his house no more.
如今再也不会临到他家了。
On Christmas morning,
圣诞节的早上
a knock on the door awakened the depressed old man.
有人敲门，惊醒了郁郁不欢的老先生。
He walked to the door, past all the masterpieces of art on the walls.
他经过挂满名画的墙壁，来到了门前。
which only reminded him that his son was not coming home.
这让他想起他的儿子再也不会回到家了。
When he opened the door,
当他把门打开,
he was greeted by a soldier with a large package in his hand.
一个军人手拿着一个大包裹站在门前。
The soldier introduced himself as a friend of the man's son.
他介绍自己是你儿子的朋友。
He said, I am one of many people your son rescued.
他说,你儿子救了许多人,我是其中一个。
So he was invited in.
于是军人被请了进去。
And the soldier handed over the package to the father.
军人把包裹交给那父亲。
As the father opened the package, it was a portrait of his son.
那父亲打开包裹,原来是他儿子的肖像。
It was painted by this soldier.
是这个军人画的。
Though the world would not consider it to be the work of arts.
虽然世人不会将这幅画看作艺术珍品。
The painting featured the young man's face in striking details.
但是这幅画很细腻地捕捉了他儿子的神情。
When the father looked at the portrait of his son,
当他父亲凝视着儿子的肖像时,
he was overcome with emotions.
真是百感交集。
The father thanked the soldier.
那父亲向军人道谢。
And he promised to hang the picture in a prominent place in the house.
并且答应把画像挂在家中最当眼的地方。
A few hours later, after the soldier had departed,
军人离开几个小时之后,
the old man set about his task of hanging the picture of his son.
老先生着手把他儿子的画像挂了起来。
True to his word,
他遵守诺言。
The father pushed aside tens of thousands of dollars worth of art to make room for the amateur painting of his son.
把价值连城的艺术名画搁置一旁，以便挂上他儿子的画像。
The father spent all of Christmas Day gazing at the portrait of his son.
圣诞日，那父亲整天凝视着他儿子的肖像。
In the following months,
随后几个月里面，
The father learned that his son had rescued a large number of soldiers before a bullet stilled his own heart.
那父亲听说他儿子在一颗子弹射穿他心脏前救了很多士兵。
That somewhat eased the father's grief.
这总算给这位父亲带来点安慰。
But for the rest of the father's life, the painting of his son became his most prized possession.
但这幅儿子的肖像就成为他残余人生的至宝。
In his mind, his son's portrait eclipsed all the interest in the priceless paintings that many collectors around the world would clamor for.
世上各收藏家所争夺的名画不再吸引他，因为在他心目里，儿子的肖像胜过一切。
In fact, he used to tell his housekeeper that it was the most prized and the greatest gift that he has ever received.
事实上,他告诉他的管家,那是他的至宝,是他所收到最贵重的礼物。
The following spring, the father became very ill and passed away.
第二年的春天,那父亲病重,跟着就去世了。
The art world became abuzz with expectations of getting their hands on some of these incredible rare paintings.
艺术界非常关注，希望可以得到其中那些罕有的名画。
According to the will of the father,
根据父亲的遗嘱,
on Christmas Day, the day that he received the greatest gift, the auction should be held.
在圣诞节的当天，就是他收到那份珍贵礼物的日子，将举行拍卖。
That day soon arrived.
那日子很快就来到了。
And some of the world's most enthusiastic collectors dreamed of getting their hands on those priceless treasures.
来自世界各地的艺术收藏家迫不及待地想得到其中的无价之宝。
The auction began with the painting that was not on any museum's list.
拍卖的第一幅画并非什么能登上博物馆殿堂的作品。
It was a painting of the man's son.
那就是他儿子的肖像。
The auctioneer asked for an opening bid.
主持拍卖的人请买家开出第一个价钱。
But the room was silent.
但是全场鸦雀无声。
Who would open the bid for $100?
谁愿出价100块来投这幅画呢？
Minutes passed and no one spoke.
时间一分一秒过去，却无人回答。
From the back of the room came a voice.
房间后面传来一个声音。
Who cares about this painting? It is just the picture of his son.
谁要这幅画呢？这只不过是他儿子的肖像罢了。
Another voice echoed in agreement.
另外一个声音附和着。
Let's forget about it and move on to the good stuff.
暂时就别管这幅画，先拍卖其他的名画吧。
The auctioneer insisted we have to sell this one first.
主持拍卖的人坚持说，必须先卖掉这幅画。
But no one wanted to take the son.
可是没有人要买那儿子的画像。
Finally, the housekeeper with tears streaming down her face said the following.
终于那位管家泪流满面地说。
Will you take $10 for the painting?
你可不可以以10块钱卖给我这幅画呢？
That's all the money I have.
我就只有这十块钱了。
I knew the son and I would like to have his portrait.
我认识那儿子。我想得到他的画像。
After some silence, the auctioneer said,
全场一片寂静。过了一会儿，主持拍卖的人说，
I have $10. Will anyone go higher?
十块钱，有没有人愿意投更高的价钱？
When no one else spoke, the auctioneer said,
没有人回应。于是主持拍卖的人说，
Going once, going twice, gone, and the gavel fell.
十块钱，十块钱，好。十块卖了，跟着下垂定案了。
Cheers filled the room, and someone exclaimed.
房里充满了欢呼声，有人高喊着说，
Now we can get on with it and bid for the real treasures.
现在可以拍卖那些真正的珍藏品了。
The auctioneer looked at the audience and announced that the auction was over.
主持拍卖的人看着他们，并宣告拍卖完毕。
Stunned disbelief quietened the room.
房间里立刻变得静悄悄的，众人都目瞪口呆，无法相信这个事实。
What do you mean it's over?
你说拍卖完毕，这是什么意思啊？
We did not come halfway around the world for a portrait of the old man's son.
我们远道而来，并不是为了要投得那老翁儿子的画像啊。
What about all these paintings?
这些名画将如何处置呢？
There are millions of dollars worth of art here.
这的艺术品价值数百万元呢。
The auctioneer replied.
主持拍卖的人回答说，
It is very simple.
其实很简单。
According to the will of the father,
根据这位父亲的遗嘱，
Whoever takes the son gets it all.
谁投得儿子画像的，就得到全部名画。
So the housekeeper got to take all of the priceless treasures.
于是那管家便得到全部艺术珍藏。
My listening friends, listen very carefully.
亲爱的朋友，请留心地听。
The Bible said,
圣经说，
that Jesus came to his own.
耶稣到自己的地方来，
but his own received him not.
自己的人倒不接待他。
But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to be called the children of God.
凡接待他的，就是信他名的人，他就赐他们权柄，做神的儿女。
When you receive the Son of God today,
今天你若接受神的儿子，
you receive all of the blessings that the Father has.
你会得到父神所赐全部的福分。
You receive the right to be called a child of God.
你会得到被称为神儿女的特权。
You receive the right to participate in God's divine nature.
你会有份于神的属天性情。
You will inherit the Heavenly Father's treasure.
你将会继承天父的宝藏。
This right is not given only to certain people.
这权利不是只给予一部分的人。
This right is given to whomsoever receives the Son.
这权利是给予所有接受他儿子的人。
Will you receive him today?
你今天愿意接受他吗？
Christmas means a lot of things to a lot of people.
圣诞节对很多人来说具有不同的意义。
But to God the Father, it means only one thing.
但是对父神来说只有一个意义。
As far as heaven is concerned, Christmas means only one thing.
就天堂而言，圣诞节只有一个意义。
As far as Jesus is concerned, Christmas means only one thing.
就耶稣而言，圣诞节只有一个意义。
As far as the Bible is concerned, Christmas only means one thing.
就圣经而言，圣诞节只有一个意义。
And it is this.
那就是
that God the Son, who existed as one with God the Father before time began,
神的儿子从创世以前就与父神同在。
God who has no beginning and no end,
那位无始无终的神
came down from the outer space in a virgin's womb and became a man.
从天上降世为人，由童贞女而生。
Why?
为什么？
So that only those who believe in him will make it to heaven.
为要使相信他的人可以进入天堂。
The Bible tells us that there are only two categories of people.
圣经告诉我们只有两种人。
Those who have received the Son as their only hope for heaven.
一种是接受了神的儿子并相信他是进天堂唯一盼望的人。
And then all of the others.
其余的都是第二种人。
You might ask.
你也许会问。
Surely you only mean that only those who have rejected him outright will not go to heaven.
你的意思是不是单指那些拒绝他的人才不可以进天堂呢？
No, that's not what the scripture says.
不是的，圣经不是这么说的。
What about those who live their lives in indifference toward him?
那么那些对他漠不关心的人又如何呢？
They are in the same category as those who have rejected him.
他们的结局跟拒绝他的人是一样的。
What about those who have warm feelings toward Jesus?
那么那些对他有点好感的人又如何呢？
They are in the same category as those who have rejected him.
他们的结局跟拒绝他的人是一样的。
What about those who do believe that he is the Son of God?
那么那些口中说相信他是神的儿子的人又如何呢？
They are in the same category as those who have rejected him.
他们的结局跟拒绝他的人是一样的。
Let me illustrate.
让我解释一下。
If I am on a plane from Rome to London and the plane stops in Paris,
如果我登上一架从罗马开到伦敦的飞机，而这架飞机却停留在巴黎，
It is as good as if I had stayed in Rome.
这跟留在罗马可没有什么分别。
Why?
为什么？
Being close to the target is not good enough.
就算接近目标还不足够。
Coming so far is not far enough.
虽然已经走了很远，却不够远。
Almost there is not the same as being there.
就快到了，不等于已经到了。
It is the Father's will that he who takes the Son for their Savior and Lord.
父神的旨意是，凡接受他儿子作为救主和生命之主的，
will receive all the treasures of heaven.
才能承受天堂的珍宝。
To ignore the Son is as bad as rejecting him.
对神的儿子不闻不问和拒绝接受他同样的糟糕。
To merely have good feelings about the Son is as bad as rejecting him.
只是对神的儿子有点好感和拒绝接受他同样的糟糕。
To be indifferent toward the Son is as bad as rejecting him.
对神的儿子漠不关心和拒绝接受他同样的糟糕。
To partially follow the Son is as bad as rejecting him.
不愿意全心全意跟随神儿子的和拒绝接受他同样的糟糕。
Only those who have received the Son as their Savior and Lord in their lives will receive all of the treasures of heaven.
只有那些接受他儿子作为救主和生命之主的才能承受天堂的珍宝。
And he said that he was coming back one day.
主说有一天他将要回来。
In that day he will not be the cute little baby.
到了那天他不再是个可爱的小婴孩。
On that day he will not be the helpless body hanging on a cross.
到了那天他不再无助地挂在十字架上。
On that day he is going to be the judge sitting on the bench.
到了那天他就是那位坐在宝座上审判世界的主。
And he is going to hold you and me accountable for our lives.
你和我在他面前都要为自己一生所做的负责。
I for one do not want to stand before my judge and say to him,
而我却不想对审判的主说
I try to improve on your message.
我曾努力修改你的信息。
My only desire is to tell my Lord and my judge on that great day.
我唯一的愿望就是到了那一天我要告诉我的主我的审判者。
I have truthfully passed on your message.
我已经忠实地传讲你的信息。
But there is something else that I live my life longing to see.
可是有些事我等了一辈子就是想见到。
Is that some of you who are hearing this true message of Christmas today?
今天你们听了有关圣诞节真正意义的信息。
Would respond to it by giving your life to Jesus Christ.
有人愿意有所回应将你的生命交托给耶稣基督。
That someone will respond to his incredible love.
有人对他那不可思议的大爱做出回应。
The love that he showed us by coming into the world and living as the poorest of the poor.
为了向我们显明这爱，他来到人间，过着最贫困的生活。
Dying the death of a criminal.
被当作罪犯受刑而死。
In order to reveal his love toward you.
就是要向你显明他的爱。
I have only one longing in my heart.
我心里只有一个愿望。
Whether I will ever know you by name in this life or not.
无论今生我是否能认识你，知道您的名字。
My longing is this.
我的愿望是。
That when you see me in heaven, you will say, thank you for speaking the truth.
当你在天堂见到我的时候，你说，谢谢你把真理讲给我听。
Thank you for not confusing me about Christ.
感谢你让我对耶稣基督的事不至于糊里糊涂。
Because of your preaching of the truth of the gospel, I received Christ.
因为你传讲的福音真理，使我能够接受基督。
I received his forgiveness.
我得到他的赦罪。
I received his love.
我得到他的爱。
And that is why I am in heaven.
因此我才可以进天堂。
There is nothing that would make me rejoice more in life than if one person listening today would respond to the message of Christmas.
在我的生命中没有比这让我更高兴的事，就是有人今天听见了圣诞节的真正意义而做出回应。
Listen to what the Bible said.
请听圣经告诉我们。
There is no greater joy in heaven than when one person's spiritual eyes become open to the truth and surrender their life to the Lord Jesus Christ.
若有一个人开了心眼，接受真理，并将生命交托给耶稣基督，在天上没有比这更大的欢乐了。
Not just believe that he was a good man.
不仅仅相信耶稣是一个好人。
Not even just believing that he is the Son of God.
不仅仅相信他是神的儿子，
but believing that he is your only savior and only master in life.
且相信他是你唯一的救主和生命之主。
Will you do this today?
你今天愿意这么做吗？
Will you do this as we pray?
你愿意和我一起祷告吗？
All of the confusion, doubt and fear, all of the anxiety, guilt and pain.
所有的混乱、疑惑、恐惧和所有的焦虑、罪疚和痛苦
will melt away at the feet of Christ when you come to him.
当你来到主耶稣面前，这一切都会在基督的脚下溶解。
Whenever I face a problem, my first thought is this.
每当我遇上困难，我就会想到
I am a traveler on my way to heaven. Nothing else in life really matters.
我是一个走向天国的客旅，今生的事都算不了什么。
And you'll be able to do the same.
你也可以跟我一样。
Let's pray together.
让我们一起祷告。
Father God,
父神呢？
We thank you that Jesus came from heaven.
我们感谢你让主耶稣从天上来。
In order to offer us the forgiveness of sins.
为要赦免我们的罪。
We come to you today.
我们今天来到你的跟前。
Receiving him into our lives.
邀请耶稣进入我们的生命，
accepting the forgiveness he offers，
接受他的赦免。
And we submit to you as Lord.
我们也将自己交托给你，请你做我们生命之主。
In his name I pray.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
阿们。
感谢麦克牧师所分享的这个故事。是啊，神已经将他最宝贵的、最好的给了我们，我们却不接纳，不将他视作宝贝。即使我们接受了、受洗了，却常常是不冷不热，对耶稣漠不关心。可是，亲爱的朋友，我们所信的耶稣，难道真的只是一个信仰吗？真的只是我们生活中的一个部分吗？不，小花觉得不是。他应是我们生命的盼望和全部。亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，让我们来祷告，求神来清洁我们的心，打开我们属灵的眼睛，使我们真真正正的可以来认识这位伟大的神。好，亲爱的听众朋友们，今天的节目就到这里，愿神大大的祝福你们，我们下次再会。
他的国度满有荣耀，他是永活全能的神。